T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome into 105.7 FM, the Fantasy Sparky Fiver with you in an impromptu spare time bowling show podcast. Normally don't do podcasts necessarily during the off season, but so much has gone on during the time that we signed off from the Castle Lane Spare Time Bowling Show a couple months ago to right now that I kind of feel like everybody needs to get updated on all the great news, and I mean great news, for the PBA Tour. A man who's going to have a statue built after him, the commissioner of the PBA Tour, Tom Clark, joins us now. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You're right. It is an exciting time for the PBA. I'm in New York actually right now. I've got big meetings tomorrow with Fox, our new television partner. So, it's a really exciting time. And today we announced a new partnership on our digital side with a group called Flow Sports, which, if you haven't checked it out yet, as a sports fan, you should. FlowSports.com, and they're going to start a new channel called Flow Bowling, and Extra Frame will move there. And so we'll have all of our digital and over-the-top content on Flow, and then we'll have all of our linear or television moving over to Fox. And basically what it means is way more bowling, way more live bowling, way more great storytelling, getting to know the players more. I couldn't be happier, so I'm glad you called.
Somebody's got to explain to me what the heck happened, because I'm telling you, man, this, when that announcement came with Fox, I literally fell over. When I saw you guys were getting, what, 3 or 4 national shows on Fox, over the air Fox, that you don't have to have cable or satellite TV, you can just watch it here in Milwaukee on Fox 6. And then all these other programs, including lots of live programming on Fox Sports 1. I think the total number comes to, what, 17 off the top of my head in live events. It is amazing. How did this whole thing start, and how long have you been working on it?
Yeah, it's actually 19 live shows on Fox or Fox Sports 1 and 5 on Big Fox. It started 5 years ago. And when I became the CEO of the PBA, you know, I inherited two really good deals with ESPN and with New Lion. And ESPN was our television partner, and they have been since 1979 in one way or another. And, of course, it's great to be on ESPN, and that was our deal. But, as you know, we weren't growing in the way that we match our goals. And so I knew that 5-year deal with ESPN was going to end in 2018. So basically for the 5 years of that deal, I wanted to make sure that we remained viable, that our brand remained strong, that we built new stars, that we maintained our ratings, that we expanded in different ways digitally, including YouTube and on our Extra Frame service. So that when the ESPN deal was over, we would have the opportunity to either renegotiate with ESPN or pitch to other media. And so it really was a plan of staying viable against really all odds, and then getting to this point. And so that's why I'm so happy that we got to the point. We're able to negotiate with ESPN. They wanted us to come back, but by our contract, we had the right to then pitch the rights to PBA content to other networks and other digital networks. And we went to work on that. And that was about a year ago that we were able to start, or about October, where we were able to start. And it was an incredible process. I found that most television networks and digital networks were interested in the PBA and interested in the kind of content that we provide and the consistent ratings that we provide and the excellent programming we provide. And Fox ended up being the best offer. And we took it back to ESPN, and ESPN chose not to match it, and that meant that we were going to be on Fox, and it means more hours of television. And even better than that, as you know, as a marketing person at heart, the difference in these two deals is Fox will actually be our sales agent selling.
Oh, thank God! That's the best news of everything you said so far. Oh, good! Yeah, that's beautiful.
That is beautiful. That was really the most important part for me, actually, besides even a rights fee, was the fact that Fox would sell. So that's why I'm here in New York. We're meeting about sales tomorrow, and they're going to have the opportunity to sell title sponsorships on all these events, from the Tournament of Champions on down, and our new PBA playoffs that we're starting on Fox. And so they've got the chance to sell all of that. And we'll, of course, share in revenues based on sales, in addition to the rights fees. And Fox is committed to wanting to grow this together. I mean, they see something in bowling. They see what we see in bowling. That's great. And they know that if they Foxify it, as we say, Fox Sports, the way they treat different sports, when they bring some different wrinkles to the game, and we combine it with what we already do and really the exciting stars of the PBA Tour that are really emerging lately, I really think we're going to take off. And by the end of this Fox deal, it could be a whole new world of the PBA emerging as the kind of – I mean, we're not crazy. We don't think it's going to be the NFL. We don't think it's going to be Major League Baseball. But we certainly think that we can be bigger than we are right now and be at a point where – all the bowling world will be really proud, and we'll see a growth in the game.
Tom, because I was going to ask you about the marketing, obviously, and the sales, so you already answered that in that question. But now for the bowling fan that's maybe gone to World Series of Bowling, and that whole deal with all of those taped telecasts, with all these live events and everything else, where do we go from here? Is that World Series of Bowling idea now goes to the wayside in favor of more live events during the course of the year?
No, the World Series gets better. They love the World Series concept and the idea that everybody comes from all over the world to one site and bowls in multiple events over multiple days, and we have multiple champions. And guess what? What it means for us is we're doing it in March, and there's going to be a full week in March. I think it's 18 through the 22nd, where we are live on FS1 every night in prime time with the finals. So when you were there in Vegas and you saw the finals of the Cheetah, and then the Scorpion.
Over 2 days.
The Viper,
yep.
And then the World Championship. And they were all back-to-back, and they were taped and aired later. Now what we're able to do is we're going to have the Cheetah Monday night, the finals, live on FS1. Then the Scorpion Tuesday night, live on FS1.
That's great.
And it'll end with the PBA World Championship being a live show. And it's during the week in March, the only real sporting event going on at that time is March Madness, which we all love, but it's kind of before, and by that week, it's down to the final 16 or so. And on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, there's nothing
right
on television. And we're going to rule that week. And if we can start a tradition where, every March, it's the World Series of Bowling and it's five nights of live, and this is unprecedented in bowling history. So, and it all comes from us laying out, what we can do and the fact that we're incredibly flexible in how we can schedule and what fits Fox's schedule. And Fox, unlike really ESPN, in no way considers us to be counter-programming. So when we are on during the NFL season, for example, we have our first show of the 2019 season is on January 6th. That's NFL Wild Card Sunday. But we're going to be on at 11 a.m. Eastern. So our show will be over before the football game starts. So they're moving us into spots where we can succeed and not be against the NFL in any case, any week.
I like it. I like everything you're saying so far. So let's talk about this playoffs that you want to start now with the PBA Tour. How's that going to work out next year?
So for the first 13 events of the 2019 season on Fox, we'll be counting points for performance from players. The top 24 after those 13 events will be put into a single elimination bracket. And we're all going to go to Maine, which has become the best place for us to play.
Bowling heaven.
Incredible fans. And we're going to go to Maine, and we're going to have a what's going to end up being a 10-week series of eliminations, Monday night prime time on FS1, all the way down to the Final Four, which will be live on June 1st on Fox, the Big Fox, and then the finals, one-on-one championship match for $100,000 on June 2.
How much money did you say?
$100,000 for first.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's crazy, man. I would have to imagine the bowlers themselves have got to be just giggling with excitement.
Well, they're either doing that or they're not believing it's true yet.
Well, believe it. It's true. It's damn true at this point. One other thing here before we wrap up the podcast, and I want to talk about what you talked about. Extra Frame moving now to a different place. And in the article that I read talking about it, it talked about better production and everything else. So are they providing you people to do the production, everything that goes along with it, or how does that work?
Yes, they are in charge of production completely. Of our digital, of all of our early rounds of our television stuff and our other special events and other events that aren't on TV that they'll cover. And they're in charge of it completely. There'll be a lot of the same people involved. I mean, they'll be smart to contract out work for some of our key people on Extra Frame. But for the most part, they're going to take it over. And, you know, they're a really smart, emerging digital sports a media company with really a bunch of people with incredible high tech skills. When I'm down there, I feel so old. I can't believe it. I mean, I'm almost 50. I was probably 20 years older than anybody else in that building.
Wow.
And they're all whiz kids with ambition. It was really impressive to meet them all. And they are taking on bowling full steam. I mean, they're trying to figure out what's a better way to present this sport, and how can we show statistics and dive into statistics differently, and how can we do documentaries and different types of feature profiles to bring these players to life? And so it's really awesome to hear that. And they're also also interested in the rights to all of our events so that they can put them on their platform. And everybody that's an Extra Frame subscriber already gets grandfathered in, and they pay the same amount. Nothing really changes for them except their content gets better. And now our content will be available on Roku and Apple TV, and in places where we really weren't before. So it's all good. I mean, it's really, really exciting.
I don't know if you got a pay raise, but they should have doubled your salary for pulling all this off. That's all I got to say.
I'm not worried about that.
If you need anybody to represent you as your agent, I'll come do it. I don't even need commission. I'll just come do it and just praise your – because I've been – you know me, man. I'm always all over you trying to think of new ideas and new ways to make money and everything else for the PBA, and you just hit a grand slam on all this stuff. I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you, and amen, brother. A commissioner of the PBA from Wisconsin just killing it more than any other commissioner around at this point. Tom Clark, so happy to have you on, man, and look forward to talking to you as the season goes on.
All right, Sparky, thanks a lot. We really appreciate it. Thanks for all your support.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.